Good afternoon. Good evening. I'm Jonathan Schanzer, Senior Vice President for Research at Foundation for Defense of Democracies. I'm joined by Jonathan Conriquez, Senior Fellow at FDD and former IDF spokesperson. I'll give you a quick update in terms of what we're watching. This is, of course, a special broadcast of the FDD brief. We are watching something unfold right now that we've not seen before. Direct attacks by Iran against Israel. At least 200 different missiles, rockets, drones reportedly entering into Israeli airspace. We've seen Americans shooting down some of these projectiles. We've seen Jordanians shooting down some of these projectiles. The Iranians say that they are doing this for the attack against the senior IRGC commander that was killed allegedly by the Israelis last week. I think we know it wasn't allegedly. They're saying that right now they can do this pursuant to international law. And they're saying that once this is done, and they have said this to the UN, they're saying that they will consider this matter closed. What the Israelis think is another matter entirely. I believe that the Israelis are preparing a large counterstrike. This is the first time we've seen anything like this from the Iranians in decades of different attacks against Israel over the years. For those who've been watching, the Iranians have been sponsoring Hamas, Hezbollah, the Houthis, Shiite militias in Iraq and Syria, and they have been attacking Israel over and over again. Israel has responded to them, but never to the regime itself in Iran. There have been attacks, of course, in the gray zone, in cyberspace, things that have been unattributed to the Israelis. I think this one may be different. From what we understand right now, the Iron Dome, David Sling, and Arrow missile defense systems seem to be performing exceedingly well right now. I have seen one possible report of a 10-year-old Bedouin child being hit by shrapnel. I don't know if that's been confirmed yet. Perhaps Jonathan will be able to do that for us. I think right now the Israelis have to be pleased with what they're seeing out of their missile defense systems. Jonathan, would you say that that's the case? And just curious if you're picking up on other atmospherics right now out of the Kiryat.
Yeah, so good evening to everybody watching in the States and a very late night in Israel. And it's going to be a long night and then a long day tomorrow. Watershed moment. And I think that masks are off in the Middle East. For the first time, Iran is coming out of the shadows and attacking Israel from Iranian soil. And then it will have to pay the consequences of this attack against Israel. So far, I agree, the only casualty that I am aware of is a 10-year-old Bedouin boy in southern Israel who was not in a bomb shelter, who was hit by shrapnel of an incoming and intercepted missile. Other than that, I'm not aware of any reports of casualties, and I'm monitoring media, Israeli media, as we're speaking. But really, what I think is very important to look, you know, an important point here is that as Iran fired dozens of, maybe between 100 and 200, we'll have to count when the lights come on, but between 100 and 200 missiles and drones towards Israel, Hezbollah fired Katyusha rockets and other types of rockets from Lebanon at the Golan Heights, aiming for Israeli air defense systems in the Golan Heights. And Hamas fired rockets from Gaza, probably trying with their remaining few capabilities to challenge Israeli air defenses from that location as well. So we're seeing attacks from multiple locations simultaneously, led by this unprecedented attack against Israel of strategic weapons. I don't think that Iran should get to say when it's done and when it's concluded. Israel will have a vote in that and will have a say in that conversation. And the last report I heard a few minutes ago, the Israeli cabinet has reportedly already approved a response, which we do not know yet what it is and what has been approved and where it will be. But that appears to be the case. And of course, we'll have to see. The bottom line is how many casualties will there be in Israel? That will, of course, influence the response. Another interesting thing, last sentence for me, Iranian threats towards any country that will be intercepting incoming Iranian missiles. Reportedly, Jordan did just that. And that's an important event, I think, that the Jordanians, they took a side. They've chosen a side that is the American, Israeli, and Sunni side, and they have intercepted reportedly an incoming missile, and I think that's a very interesting development. Hopefully Israel will be smart in building a coalition here, and hopefully this will be day one of a new Middle East.
I don't know if I share your optimism yet, but I do think that it's obviously a very important development that the Jordanians have done this, not only as a sign of the continuation of the peace process, which has been under strain between Jordan and Israel, and we've seen some pretty tough rhetoric coming out of the Jordanians for the last 6 months, but it's good to see them defending their own skies. That's important too, because we're going to need to see more of that in the Middle East if this thing does escalate. I want to say, Jonathan, that as we were speaking, I saw one report coming across from Channel 12 Israel saying that there was a shooting down of a drone or a missile over the Knesset in Jerusalem. That is a fairly striking thing to see come across my screen. And of course, we've seen that there have been other explosions that have been heard in places like Haifa in northern Israel. We're also hearing about lots of things that were happening in the Negev in the south, where, of course, that young Bedouin boy was injured by shrapnel. We've seen at this point that there have just been strikes or attempted strikes by Iran all across Israel. They are showing off their capabilities, right? They're able to demonstrate that they can reach Israel in a matter of hours with some of these slow-flying cruise missiles and drones. They're able to strike within Israel, but Israel is showing that it has its own capabilities. When I look at what's happening right now, this is even before we get to the strikes that I expect Israel to launch. I am wondering maybe two things. One, is the IDF pleased with what they're seeing right now in terms of homeland defense? Because I know that's a huge part of what's going on here. They've been readying for this moment for quite some time, investing hundreds of millions of dollars into these systems. I have to think they're happy. I don't know if anyone has gotten through yet, but certainly the vast majority have been shot down. And I think that's important. The other question that I have for you, Jonathan, is what kind of coordination do you think right now is taking place with the U.S. military, but maybe even more importantly, at a political level between Netanyahu and Biden after several tough weeks of discussions between these two leaders?
I think it's a fine hour for Israeli air defenses. It's a fine hour for anybody that invested in the joint development of air defenses, Israel and the U.S., and it is a fine hour of weapon systems defending Israelis and defending also, I think, American interests in the Middle East. And so far successful, but the night isn't over yet by a far stretch. There are still incoming rounds of drones and maybe missiles as well. So we'll have to be careful and wait and see. And we always remind ourselves that the Iranians are devious and clever enemies. I don't think that it will only be a frontal attack, but I think that there will be additional tricks up their sleeves. So I wouldn't be too happy with ourselves just yet. Second topic, coordination, I think. Political, yes, much is left wanting, I think, in terms of relations. Hopefully, the U.S. and Israel can now put the distraction, which is Gaza and Lebanon, on the back burner and focus on the main source of instability and violence and terror in the Middle East, which is the Islamic Republic of Iran, and perhaps change the entire balance in the Middle East and focus on what really is important. Speaking of which, the Iranians have fired at Israel's capital, Jerusalem. The capital of Iran is Tehran. Since they have fired at our capital, I expect there to be a balance in that sense, and I expect Israel to retaliate in form. They have also fired and spoken about Dimona and various targets in southern Israel. If they fire at Dimona, then I can think of various Dimonas or wannabe Dimonas in Iran, which are now also fair game. And I think the blatant aggression here by the Iranians, to me, is very surprising, because I've been saying this all along. I think that the Iranians are much smarter and more cool-headed than this, and they have proven to be, over the years, smart, strategizing, cool-headed, and very calculating players here. For them to do what they just did is a very, very dangerous and I might even say reckless move, and it will invite all kinds of bad things towards Iran. We're in the beginning, so we still don't know how Israel will retaliate. We don't know what the US will do. But last thing, I think tactical coordination is almost seamless, I would say. Air defenses between Israel and the US, tactical sharing of intelligence, deconfliction of the airspace, very, very important. And we've had enough time both to practice in exercises, but also in real world scenarios with our American allies. And I think so far, and I say this with caution, this evening is really looking as if things are working, systems are working, and all of the investments being made over the years by the US and by Israel look to be bearing fruit.
Yeah, I tend to agree right now. Obviously, we want to see how the night goes. I think you're right. The night is still young and there could still be mistakes and things that get through. And obviously, that would not be welcome. I have to say, as we're speaking, Jonathan, I'm seeing images come across my screen again. I've been watching Channel 12 this evening. I usually flip between the various channels. There were photos of Iranian missiles and drones flying over the Al-Aqsa Mosque. That is a striking sight. I have to imagine that the Sunni Arab states that are seeing these photos and these videos right now cannot be too pleased with this, that you're looking at a Palestinian population and an Arab population that is being put in the line of fire, and that the third holiest site within Islam also. My final question to you as we start to wrap up this briefing here, how do you think this is playing out among the other Arab states? We know, of course, that Jordan is shooting down rockets. We know that the U.S. is doing this over the skies of Iraq, maybe even Syria as well, with Patriots or perhaps other systems. But what about the Emiratis? What about the Saudis? Where do you think they are on this as they're watching this? This sort of feels like the moment of truth. You talked about this at the beginning, that this could be the moment of the dawning of a new age in the Middle East. I don't know if that's quite where we are yet, but this has to be a moment where it dawns upon the Arab world that they have a choice to make. Do you think that that choice is going to be made soon as a result of what's going on, or is this just going to play out over time?
Yeah, I agree with you with your wisdom and caution in being too optimistic at an early stage. I think that's wise. I think that Saudi and Emirati and Qatari and other countries will be looking at the Israeli response, seeing how fast, how precise, and how deadly or impactful Israeli responses will be. And that will perhaps be very shaping or influential when it comes to how these countries will align themselves. Until Israel shows clearly that this will not be tolerated, that Israel will not have its capital bombed by a foreign country 1,000 miles away, and that any country that does so will face severe consequences for this act of aggression. If Israel does that, then Arab countries, Sunni countries, will have a lot, I think, more confidence to say, okay, there's an opportunity here. Maybe we can come together. Maybe we can find common ground. Maybe we can focus on the big picture, not get drawn into Palestinian rejectionism and different terrorist organizations, but really go forward and look at big pieces in the Middle East and maybe take hold of an opportunity. But I agree that it's early and many things have to happen correctly. Most importantly, dare I say, American leadership and a clear plan from the US, led by the US and well coordinated together with Israel, that doesn't antagonize and estrange, but really brings into the fold and welcomes additional countries in a Middle Eastern alliance against Iran and its malign influence.
Yeah, you know, as you're talking, I'm watching these updates come across my screen. I see a number that I hope is a typo. I see 720 different attacks. I can't believe that's right. I'm thinking it's probably 270. And even that sounds insanely high for an attack in one night from a country, as you say, 1,000 miles away. I do think that the narrative may be changing. I do think that the Arab world is probably looking at things differently. I certainly think that I'm in Europe tonight, and I've been talking with European officials. And I think there is a sense that perhaps after all of the frustration that they've been feeling about Gaza and how they don't like the pictures that have been coming out of Gaza, this also feels like a change in the narrative for everyone else who's been focused on their frustration there. This is a wider war. I believe that this has now been made clear to many actors, those that are inclined to side with the West, to side with Israel. I think it's hard to ignore what's going on here right now. That's my sense, but I suppose we'll find that out in the hours, perhaps days or even weeks to come. I hope this doesn't last that long, but I think we need to buckle up for what could be a wild ride. We've not done this before, folks. This is a new thing here in the Middle East. Of course, the Iranians have been attacking Israel for many years, for decades, in fact, by way of proxy. This kind of direct attack is something new, and it does, I think, change the game. How much it changes the game, we'll find out soon. But in the meantime, Jonathan Conricus, I want to thank you for joining us on this special FDD live briefing, and we'll do it again sometime soon. Stay safe.
Thank you. Shalom.